relationships can be hard, especially if you have completely different expectations for what a good relationship is. When expectations aren't being met, sometimes relationships fall apart. But understanding differences in expectations can help you in still being able to love people even when they think differently than you. Today on the Be Do Concept Podcast. Hi, I'm Lindy Kirby, mother of seven, speaker, singer, songwriter, mentor, author, podcaster, and founder and developer of the Be Do Concept. And you're listening to the Be Do Concept Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. This is episode number 22 on the podcast, where I help you see different ways of thinking that can help you in living those two great commandments of loving God and loving your neighbor as yourself. For those of you that are new to the podcast, the Be Do Concept is a model I developed to help people understand the different ways people think. When you understand new ways to think about things, it helps you to see how God sees people with love and understanding. It can also help you love in some of those same ways, as you can see different ways of thinking to move forward in life and how to use that power of understanding people. I discovered these different ways of thinking during my 23-year marriage, and I've learned even more about it since my divorce, and I've talked with hundreds of people, and especially divorced singles that think in opposite ways. I'm excited to share what I've learned to help you here on the Be Do Concept Podcast. Before I jump into today's topic, let me give my quick disclaimer that I'm not a doctor, therapist, or any kind of psychologist. Please check with them before you make any life-changing decisions. This concept came as an answer to my prayers and through my own personal studies and pondering, and I hope it will be an answer to your prayers as well, but please know where it's coming from. Okay, so let's get started. First of all, know that your expectations come from our backgrounds, our relationship examples, people we watch on TV, the movies, but also the way we think and how we focus. So understanding the opposite ways people think about relationships can give you the spectrum of opposite expectations when it comes to different ways people think. I'll start with the do way of thinking because that's how my journey started, and it's my more natural way of thinking before I learned about any kind of opposite way. Now remember that do thinking is all about people that focus more on what they and others are doing. That's their focus. And my expectations for a relationship came by watching what other people did. I watched my parents holding hands, talking together, parenting together, and doing everything mostly together. My mother was the one who did most of the nurturing, but if she was struggling or needed some help, she could ask her husband to do something, and my dad was usually pretty accepting. In my mind, that's what a good relationship was, two people doing things for each other. When there was a problem in the relationship, then I also saw that it was solved by people caring about the other person and doing things that could help solve the problem. They would talk to each other, work out their problems, say they were sorry, and then they never usually had that same problem ever again. It was a happily ever after in my mind. But again, it was always showing love by things they did. It was what I expected, and it was also how I tried to show love. By doing. I knew that love was an action word. It was something you did. And without the action part of love, I didn't think it really was love. Now, in the opposite way of thinking, in the be thinking way, the focus isn't about what people do for each other, but instead it's how they're being for each other. That's the focus. And their expectations for relationships also come by watching their parents and movies and other people. But instead of looking at what people do, be thinkers are usually looking at how they're being together. They might notice that people are really lovey-dovey. They build up each other, or that they accept each other for who they are and how they want to be. My husband's mother was amazing, and she would cook amazing meals and keep her house clean. And in my husband's mind, I think that was the role of how you were a mother and wife. It was how you were trying to be. But she also enjoyed those kinds of things. She enjoyed cooking. She enjoyed entertaining. But naturally, his expectations for a relationship was that I would also enjoy those things the same way she did. And so the fact that I didn't always enjoy cooking and cleaning the way his mother did was a constant source of disappointment. It felt like he was unhappy with me because I wasn't doing all the things that she did. But in his mind, I think he was just thinking it was different, that I would want to be that role of the mother and the wife in the same ways he had seen it. We had a lot of issues in our marriage because of our different ways of thinking, and I think a lot of it was based on our different expectations of each other. I think most times it's okay to have expectations, especially if we're willing to do certain things or be a certain way that makes it easier for the other person. But when you think a different way and you don't always see the other person's perspective of how people are trying to help, it can sometimes just feel too overwhelming or completely unrealistic. I mean, I was willing to be that kind of wife and mother that my husband wanted me to be if he was willing to help me by doing some of the things that would help me to be that way. And I'm sure that my husband would have been willing to do some of those things that I wanted him to do if I had been willing to be a certain way for him, because that's what he needed. But since those weren't the ways we thought and we couldn't be and do for each other, we weren't able to help in the ways that would have helped us to meet those expectations. And so I think both of us, our expectations of each other just seemed completely unrealistic. It was unrealistic to expect him to just do things for me, and it was unrealistic for him to expect me to just be a certain way for him. When we have unrealistic expectations, it can just feel like the other person expects too much or that they don't care. And I found that that's not usually the case. In our case, I think the truth was that we really did love each other and we both really did care. But because we thought in such opposite ways, we kept misperceiving and misunderstanding each other. And that's what I found in so many of the relationships that I've studied. When you don't know that there's a different way to think, it's easy to just assume that people mean the same thing that our actions would mean to us if we were thinking the same thing. And that's not usually the case when somebody thinks in an opposite way than you. I can look back now and I can see that in my husband's way of thinking, he really was trying to be for me. And if my husband at the time had been able to look back and see all the things I was trying to do for him, maybe we would have been able to make things work out and he would have been able to see my love as well. But before we understood this concept, all we had was our own way of thinking, and that's what we assumed the other person thought too. So we were in arguments all the time, and maybe you've had those kind of arguments where you're upset with the other person because they're not seeing things from your perspective. But I've learned that these different ways of thinking make it almost impossible sometimes to see the other person's perspective, because we don't think in the same ways. And that can be really helpful so that we don't keep having the same kinds of blow-ups and the same kinds of misperceptions and misunderstandings. Because often what we are perceiving in the other person in not meeting our expectations or not caring actually isn't true at all. So understanding these differences is key. And recognizing that when someone thinks in more of the do thinking way, their expectations are going to be about doing. And it's not about trying to control and manipulate the way a lot of people think it is, but rather that's just how they think and it's how they show love and it's how they expect love to be shown in return. When someone thinks in more of the be way, then their expectations are going to be more about how they want people to be and how they're expecting people to be. And again, it's not about trying to control or manipulate. It's just the way they think and it's the way they change. And when you understand how it's actually love to try to help people and to tell them how to be or how to do, then you can see the love in it. When without seeing this perspective, you might just think that they were trying to be mean or controlling or even abusive. And I don't believe that that's always the case. This is really big, and I hope that you're understanding this, because I think if people understood this concept, it would really change lives and help people to stop just judging each other as being awful, horrible people. But it would help them understand and be able to love other people, recognizing our efforts and recognizing how people are trying. So once you have this idea and understanding of how people are trying to show love and why we have the expectations we do, then the second thing that's really important in being able to manage expectations in a relationship is making sure that your expectations are reasonable. Now, if you're like me, you think that your expectations are completely reasonable. I thought my expectations were completely reasonable for what I wanted my husband to do. Now, one of the things we talk a lot about on this podcast is what's easy and what's hard for people. B-thinkers have a really hard time with doing. It's not the way they change. It's not the way they think. And it's not as easy for them to just do things the way it is for the do thinkers. And for B thinkers, it's the exact opposite. For B thinkers, it's really easy for them to change how they're being and to focus on who they are and to be able to make sure who they are is how they want to be. But for do thinkers, that is a really hard thing for them to do. It's not the way they think. It requires changes that they don't even know how to make, because their focus is just so much on little things, on changing what they're doing. And so even though what we're asking may seem completely reasonable and easy, if we think in an opposite way, it may not be the easy thing that we are expecting. Now, you may not think completely in the be thinking way or just in the do thinking way, and you're very likely somewhere in the middle of the spectrum where, you know, you can change how you're being and you can change what you're doing. Maybe you haven't thought of it that way, but being able to understand that for some people, it is really easy for them to do things. And if you're somewhere in the middle, it may not be just super easy to do or super easy to be. And other people may have those kinds of expectations that aren't easy. And it's really important to be aware of how easy it is for them to change, and for them to be able to see how easy it is for you to change. It's not that you're using it as an excuse to not change, but becoming aware of those differences so that you can be kinder and to be a little bit more realistic in your expectations. My husband and I, when we were married, we honestly couldn't see the other person's side at all. I was not even conscious of how I was being ever. It wasn't even part of my thinking. I was only focused on the doing. But for my husband, it was exactly opposite. He was way more focused on who he was and trying to be a certain way. But he didn't notice really in his consciousness about what he was doing or what the effects of his actions. And when you don't understand that difference, it can be really easy to judge and say, well, they're choosing not to do this, or they're choosing not to be this. And that's not always the case if you're not even aware or conscious of it. And it can be really hurtful to be accused of being a certain way or doing a certain thing that wasn't our intention. This is really a difficult concept for people to grasp, and it's a little bit hard for me to explain, but I hope you're starting to get it, because what we're conscious of makes a big difference. And a lot of times, if we think in a being or a doing way, it's the opposite that just comes naturally. For example, if I'm choosing to do something, which is my natural way of thinking, and I'm focused on doing, then I didn't ever have to think about who I was or how I was trying to be, because for me, that was just the natural result of focusing on what I did. if I wanted to be a firefighter, well then, duh, I'm going to focus on doing the things that would help me to get there. That's how I thought. I didn't have to worry about the being part because that was just going to naturally happen sometime in the future. And so if someone told me that they wanted to be a firefighter or they wanted to be happy or they wanted to be anything, then in order to try to help them, I would be telling them, well, you need to do this to get there because that's the way that I think. If they want to get to the place that they want to get to, you don't get there by just thinking, oh, I want to be this. No, you have to take the actions. You have to do something to get there. In my efforts to say, well, why don't you do this or well, you're not doing this, it was always in an effort to help and to be able to help people to get where they wanted to be. And in the opposite way of thinking, their focus was always on being. They didn't have to focus on doing because that's the natural thing that happens after you focus on being. So for example, if they want to be a firefighter, well, likely that's something they've already decided, maybe even from the time they've been young, that in their mind, they are a firefighter. It's part of who they are. And so because it's who they are, it's who they want to be, well, then naturally what they do is going to follow that course of action. If you're a firefighter, well, duh, you're going to go to school, you're going to go put out fires, you're going to do all the things that firefighters do. But they don't have to focus on the doing part. They're going to focus on remembering who they are, remembering that they are a firefighter because that's what will motivate them and help them to be able to do those things. And so when they're trying to encourage and motivate someone, they're reminding them of who they are and how they wanted to be. When I would get really frustrated and feel like I couldn't do everything that I wanted to do, well, my husband would try to encourage me and he'd say, well, why don't you, you know, you are a good mom, you are this. And to me, that wasn't helpful because he wasn't doing the things that would help me get things done. We were both trying to help each other, but because of our different ways of thinking, neither one of us was helping the other person. But instead, we were making each other frustrated, angry, and we felt like the other person didn't care. And that's the problem, is that we expect that people can just change what they're doing or just change how they're being because that's what's easy for us. And unfortunately, we can get into so many problems when we're expecting something that isn't possible because of the different way we think. And we want them to know that we care about them. And that's why it's important to focus on how people think so that we're not expecting the impossible. Because when somebody expects us to do something that we don't feel like we can do, or if somebody's expecting us to be a way that we don't feel like we can be, and it feels like that natural part that just extends from us, that's when we start to feel shamed, like it's part of who we are that they want to change. And because it's not something that we feel like we have that control over, that's when people can feel like they're being abused, like there's emotional abuse happening, even when that's not what they may be thinking or it may not be what we're thinking. But we can at least control our expectations in not expecting other people to change in ways that feel impossible to them, because that's when you start to have problems and that's when the issues really start getting up. That's when you start putting up barriers. We're going to start putting up defenses. We're going to start saying, oh no, you can't get into my space. Like, it's not your right to try to change me. But when you start to recognize that that's not the intention a lot of times, and that people actually are trying to love us, they're trying to help us, but that's just not the way it came across, all of a sudden, that can totally change your life. Because as I realized, some of those expectations that were coming from my husband were just out of his way of thinking, and that he thought that was just easy for me. It helped me to understand. It helped me to not feel so attacked. It helped me to feel like, okay, he does love me. He just has this expectation that I can be a certain way that he can, and that's just hard for me. And I also realized that, okay, I need to stop expecting that he can just do something that feels really easy to me, but it isn't as easy for him to do. And just being able to understand that concept, that our expectations were hurting each other because we were expecting things that seemed impossible to us at the time. It felt like we were attacking each other and being abusive because of our expectations. But the truth was, we just didn't see the other person's perspective. And when we start to see these perspectives, it really does change things. I was able to let go pretty much of all my expectations for him to change what he was doing and to not be offended when he expected me to just be a certain way, because I could see the perspective. I could see that he wasn't trying to be unkind. He wasn't trying to hurt me. And when he would get upset, you know, I had a concept. I could try to help explain it to him. And at the time, I didn't explain it very well because I didn't understand the concept well enough to explain it. But now that's what I teach. And it's been so helpful to everyone that I've been able to explain it to, because it really does help you stay in a more positive place. It's easier to be kind. It's easier to not have unrealistic expectations. And I hope that it's been helping you. But you may still have that question that I did also. Okay, so I know I can't just expect the impossible, but how do you manage those expectations that you do have, that they can be a certain way or that they can do something, and you just learn maybe it's not so easy for them? How do you continue to have a good relationship with them, even though you can't have what you want maybe in this particular situation? And this is the part I love when I teach and I mentor people, because as people start understanding this concept and they want to improve their relationships, then this concept can help. Because as I, for example, when I started realizing that my husband didn't think in the same way and that my expectations of what he could do were probably unrealistic and were hurting him, that's when I just stopped, because I wasn't trying to hurt him. I didn't want to hurt him. And instead, I wanted to learn the B way of thinking. I wanted to understand it so that I could communicate in ways that wouldn't hurt him and would instead do what had always been my intention of just trying to love and inspire him and understanding why it didn't and wanting to be able to help. And unfortunately, I made too many mistakes in learning it, but I do understand the mistakes I made. And so I don't have to worry about those same mistakes. And it's gotten so much better since then. And so my encouragement is to learn the opposite way of thinking. Learn how to communicate in the different be or do ways that can help you to be able to show them love in a way that shows love to them. Mostly people just need to know that you love and care about them. And knowing that they want to have a relationship with you and that you love and care about them and that you see the good in them, that really can help your relationship, especially when it comes to expectations. I know that a long time ago, this is the final thing I want to share with you. I read this quote by Marvin J. Ashton, and it really helped me with expectations and being able to be more kind. And I'm just going to read it to you because it was just so, so good at the time. And it said, "Perhaps the greatest charity comes when we are kind to each other, when we don't judge or categorize someone else, when we simply give each other the benefit of the doubt or remain quiet. Charity is accepting someone's differences, weaknesses, and shortcomings, having patience with someone who has let us down, or resisting the impulse to become offended when someone doesn't handle something the way we might have hoped. Charity is refusing to take advantage of another's weakness and being willing to forgive someone who has hurt us. Charity is expecting the best of each other." Now, at the time, it was that last line that really got me. Charity is expecting the best of each other. In my marriage, I'd come to that place where I wasn't expecting my husband to change. I really felt like I accepted him for who he was, but I didn't have any expectations for him so that I wouldn't constantly be disappointed when things didn't go the way I wanted or he wasn't doing things that I wished he would. And so that was helpful so that I wasn't angry and upset. But as I read that last line, I realized I really wasn't expecting the best. And in fact, I was expecting the worst so that I wouldn't be disappointed. And that's when I had to just kind of figure out myself, well, how can I expect the best, but also not be constantly disappointed by other people that let me down? And this quote really changed my life because I realized that in order to expect the best, I had to stop being so judgmental of my husband. I had closed my heart and had this opinion of him that he wasn't going to change and that this is how he always was, and I just had to deal with him. But instead, I recognized that God could see the best in him, that God knew him, and that if I was more open to seeing that good person in him, that I would be a more loving person. And I wanted to improve my relationship. I wanted it to get better. And so I realized I did need to change. I needed to expect the best in him. And that actually changed my life. That was so good for me because I felt so much more love for him. And it helped me in my relationship. It helped me to love him and to not be so judgmental. He was a great person. And as I learned more about this concept, I could see that. I could look back and see how much he had been trying to be for me. He wasn't doing, which was frustrating at the time, but he was being for me in ways that I just hadn't seen before. And I don't think I could have seen it, except that I was expecting the best. And that's the interesting thing, is to get rid of those negative expectations and to expect the best at the same time. And I hope that this has been helpful. If you want any help with that, obviously I love to mentor and I would love to talk to you about it. I'd also love to hear your success stories, what you're learning, what your biggest takeaways have been, and any questions you might have that I could talk about or discuss on the podcast. I really would be interested in hearing them. Thanks so much for listening. It really does mean so much to me. And I hope you'll share this podcast with anyone you think it might be helpful to. I would say if you're in a relationship with someone that you're struggling with, that you have these opposite kinds of expectations, let them hear this too. Don't share it in a, hey, you need to learn this kind of way, but just a, hey, I wanted you to understand some things about me so that you can understand where I'm coming from in a place of love, because I love you and I care about you. And I wonder if this might be something that's happening in our relationship. I think if you share this concept in a way like that, where you do accept them for who you are, who they are, and you want to understand them better, when you come from a place of love and understanding, it really will help you in your relationships, but it will also help you in your life. Like I mentioned, in being able to help you feel more confident that you can be who you want to be and that you can do what you were meant to do. Again, I'd love to talk to you. If you have any questions, you can schedule a free discovery call with me on my website at lindykerby.com. Make sure you spell that Lindy and Kerby.com. Again, thanks so much for listening, and I'll chat with you again next week on the Be Do Concept Podcast.